Good morning. It's now time for the Taos Methodist Church service from Taos City on the Bay's Best, WIOS.
Hope you're all ready for Christmas. We kind of get there, but sometimes it's not easy.
WIOSradio.com or by radio at 1480 AM and 106.9 FM. You can also watch our live stream on Zoom, Facebook, and YouTube. The links to these can be accessed at taosmc.org. Remember, you can always learn more about us at our website, taosmc.org. Got a lot of announcements this morning. First of all, I'm not sure if it's a flower or if it's a special arrangement, but it's very nice. A little candle arrangement there. This is a thank you from Diane. Maybe you can tell me what it's called. It's a very nice little...
Yes.
A lantern. Lantern was what I was looking for. Thank you. So thank you so much from Diane and Harold for all your prayers and well wishes and cards during Diane's recovery. And I'm so glad to see Diane here smiling and singing. Praise the Lord for that. Reminder of our weekend schedule. Saturdays, we have men's morning prayer group at 8:30 and casual worship at 4. Sundays, we have Sunday school at 9, traditional worship at 10. Some important reminders of ministry needs, especially the nursery, especially this time of year. We may have visitors in the Christmas season, and we want to have people in the nursery who can help out at 9 o'clock for Sunday school hour or at 10 o'clock for the worship hour. And there's sign-up sheets in the gathering area for that. The angel tree in the gathering is a small Christmas tree just outside the sanctuary. Still has ornaments to take on it. So why not take an ornament, buy a gift for these families that we adopt at Christmas time, to provide gifts. There's a few, just a few ornaments there. Please take one and buy a gift for a child in need. And those are due next Sunday, so that's important to remember. Coffee after service, please visit the sign-up table at the coffee and snack station out in the gathering area. We need volunteers to provide snacks and serve coffee, and this is a great way to practice hospitality. If you've ever wanted to practice hospitality, please consider being part of that. Today we're celebrating our Sunday with the Christmas cantata, and then the youth program will meet at 3 p.m. I'm glad it's been changed up there. Yes, we'll be meeting at 3 p.m. here at the church. Our youth today are going Christmas caroling. We've got some houses to visit. We've got a nursing home to visit. And some of you have already turned in permission slips. If you're a youth and you want to come, and you've never turned in a permission slip, we need a permission slip from your parents. So please talk to me about that after church. The ladies' Bible study is on a hiatus until January the 8th. Tuesday, we have our prayer ministry at 5 and the Bell Choir Breakfast at 6:15. Wednesday, our sanctuary choir is back to the 5:45 start time and book studies at 7. On Thursday, our classy crafters are off until January, and we have the Taos Methodist Women Christmas Tea at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Sign-up sheets are still available in the hallway on the bulletin board. Ladies, if you're not signed up, find a table, be part of the table. Maybe you'll meet somebody new. And men, you can sign up in the gathering space to be waiters. Sunday, December the 16th, we have ringing for the Salvation Army. You can sign up on the sign-up sheet out there as well for ringing. Our church will be ringing for the Salvation Army from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Saturday the 16th, also the the foster children's Christmas party at 10:30. And then our children's Christmas program rehearsal from 10:30 a.m. until noon, that's next Saturday. Why? Because next Sunday is the children's Christmas program here in church. So kids, doesn't matter how old you are, as long as you can stand up here and smile, maybe sing a little bit. Come 10:30 next Saturday until noon to prepare for the Christmas program. And then the Christmas program will be on Sunday at 10. Now, a couple of other announcements I just like to share that are not part of the PowerPoint. The Fish Organization, we're in a good relationship with the Fish Organization for many, many, many years. And the organization would like to thank our church for providing the facilities and volunteers to enable the distribution of gifts to families in need. This is the Christmas gift house that was last week. This past week, Fish hosted 153 families. 153 families. And sent home presents to 416 children. Good job, Fish. So they said thank you. Merry Christmas to all. We should be very grateful that God allowed us to do that kind of work. And it should be a very humbling thing to think that there's 153 families in our area who desperately need material help. Imagine how many people need spiritual help. I'd like to send special thanks to Sharon Schlegel, who doesn't know I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Sharon cleaned the convection oven in the large kitchen, which was caked with something. I don't know what it was. But, boy, does that look nice and clean and shiny, and you deserve a smiley face or a golden star. And that's all the announcements I have. So please take your registration attendance pad and sign up. Let us know you're here. And we will move on with the Advent brief. And those who are going to come and share the Advent wreath, I suppose, you can use that microphone there at that podium, and you'll have to turn it on. So, the Advent wreath.
The Jonas family.
Is that the Jonas family?
Hello?
Yes, that's you. This is come on now.
Thank you.
always announces his plan ahead of time. That's because he knows the future as if it were happening today. Only God can tell us exactly what will happen in the future. He has 100% rate of success. No one has ever been able to accurately predict the future like God. He warned Adam and Eve, announced the coming of the flood to Noah, predicted that there would be a king named Cyrus who would command the rebuilding of God's temple in Jerusalem. God sent a prophet named Isaiah who lived 700 years before Jesus was born. Isaiah said, "A voice cried out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all the people shall see together for the mouth of the Lord has spoken."
For unto us a child is born.
Unto us a son is given.
The government will be upon his shoulders.
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Amen. The second Advent candle, the Bethlehem candle, is also purple and represents peace. One of the prophecies about Jesus calls him the Prince of Peace. When the angels appeared to the shepherds, they ended their message by saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven." And on earth, peace is to those on whom his favor rests. The Bible also talks about spiritual war in every human heart. While we were enemies of God, Jesus died for our sins so that war could end and we would be at peace with God. Lord Jesus, we are all tempted to live without peace. It is difficult for us to remember that our peace is ultimately found in our status as believers, like your children. Help us see the times when we have lived without peace and forgive us our transgressions. Set our minds on you, and that we may remember you as the Prince of Peace. And our security comes from you alone. Teach us that this peace is inward, everlasting, and can exist regardless of our circumstances, in whatever way you would believe is best. Teach us how to live in the press and the peace every day. We ask for that in your holy name. Amen.
Let's stand and sing together. O come, all ye faithful.
Thank you.
morning, saints of God. The Bible reminds us that God is faithful.
He is faithful to save all who repent and believe. No one is outside your offer of salvation.
You are ready and willing to bring them back into fellowship with you.
We are comforted by knowing your help never fails. Give us hearts of devotion, unbreakable and persevering devotion to you. Amen.
You may be seated.
Thank you. As we go to our time of prayer, we'll begin with silent prayer and end together with the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this special time of year. Thank you for our congregation. And thank you for the blessings that you've given to each one of us. And especially the most important blessing of all is your Son, Jesus Christ, who was not only born in Bethlehem, but also suffered and died on a cross by taking our sins upon his body and rose from the dead the third day so that we could live a new life of faith in him and enter into your unshakable kingdom, which is eternal. And we thank you for this. Father, look at our world. There's so much going on. We have needs in our congregation. Brothers and sisters who are healing from being in the hospital or healing from various illnesses. Father, we have those planning, getting ready for surgeries. We ask you to bring healing and wisdom in all of these circumstances. We have, Father, those who are unable to attend church and pray that you make your presence known to them right where they're at. And Lord, you know our nation needs help. We need wise governmental leaders. Our world needs help. Wars are ravaging homes and houses, and people are ignoring your divine word. So it's time to help out, Lord. We pray that you send your help for the glory of your name in our world. We pray these things in Jesus' name. You taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now is the time for the young Christian moment. So if you're young, I'd like to invite you to come up. This is the week to come up, kids.
That's all coming down from up on high. This is how they do this one. Oh, there's a cheer track.
Kids, I'd like to tell you a story from the Bible this morning. It's a story about a woman named Naomi and another one named Ruth. Have you ever heard of them? Well, you're going to hear about them today, let me tell you that. Here is a picture of Naomi. It's a cartoon picture, but you can get the idea, right? Naomi was a woman from Bethlehem. Now, didn't we just sing a song about Bethlehem? And did you know that Bethlehem is where Jesus was born? Something else happened in Bethlehem. King David was born there. And Naomi is part of that story. So that's why we're going to talk about Naomi today. She was a woman from Bethlehem. And she had a husband and two sons. There was something in Bethlehem that made them move. They had a famine. Who can tell me what a famine is? Yes, Isaac. Yeah, all the food stops growing, or you just don't have enough food for everybody. And that means they probably didn't have rain, and the crops in the fields didn't grow, that kind of thing, right? Very severe time. There was a famine. And so Naomi's husband said, let's go. And they went to a place called Moab. It was another country. It was another city. It was another country called Moab. And when they were in Moab, Naomi's husband died. She had two sons, and they found Moabite girls to be their wives. So Naomi's two sons got married in Moab, but then they died. So there was Naomi all alone with her two daughters-in-law. Three women, and all the men die. What are you going to do? Well, I'll tell you what they did. They started back to Bethlehem. Why? Because Naomi got news. Somebody sent news from Bethlehem to Moab and said, God has remembered his people. Come on home and get some food. So Naomi said, okay, I'll go back. Then Naomi said something to her daughters-in-law. You know, her daughters-in-law, their name was Ruth and Orpah. And Naomi said, now you girls are Moabite women. You're not going to be accepted in Israel. And there's a long story about that, but she said, go back home. Go back home to your mother, to your families. You'll find another husband there because their husbands had died. And one of her daughters-in-law said, okay. And they wept and they cried and they kissed each other, and Orpah went back to Moab. But Ruth said, I'll have none of that. I'm going to stick with you, Naomi. You're my mother-in-law, and I'm going to stay with you. And I want you guys to hear what Ruth said to Naomi today, because this is love. I want you to hear what love is. Ruth said to her mother-in-law, she said, don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. That's love. That's commitment that Ruth made to her mother-in-law, Naomi. So here's something we learned. We learned two things. I want you to take these with you today, okay? Ruth, the daughter-in-law, Ruth teaches us that love, real love, doesn't try to get what it wants. It doesn't. Real love clings to God and clings to God's people. And secondly, Ruth teaches us that anyone who puts their faith in Jesus Christ, or God, becomes part of God's family. Anyone who puts their faith in God becomes part of God's family. And that is an eternal family. I'll give some time to read the book of Ruth. It's only four chapters. It's a great book. It's a love story. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our young Christians. Thank you for these boys and girls, Lord. We pray that you help them to grow up, to know your love, and to be able to love with your love. In the name of Jesus, amen. Mm-hmm. You guys can return to your seats because we're going to watch the cantata today.
Down the mountain,
invite you to celebrate with us as we herald the tidings of Emmanuel, God with us. Heaven's anthem has become the song of earth. Let the hearts of men join the songs of angels. Share the news far and wide that love has come to rule the hearts of all who will believe. Can you imagine what the scene must have been like in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago? No crowd had gathered to announce the arrival of heaven's king. Only a simple carpenter and young virgin huddled in a crude cattle stall welcomed the Christ child into their world, their home, and hearts. Although their surroundings were far from fitting for the birth of their son, Mary and Joseph must have been filled with unspeakable and immeasurable joy as they shared with awe and wonder into the face of the long-awaited Messiah. host of angels pronounced his arrival to a few herdsmen who were tending their flocks on the hillsides just outside Bethlehem. With hearts full of anticipation, these shepherds were eager to catch a glimpse of the Messiah. So they made their way to the stable described by the angels, and there they found the newborn Jesus wrapped in cloth and lying on a bed of hay. Alongside Mary, Joseph, and the lowly shepherds, they all knelt beside the manger throne of the Promised One and worshipped him in adoration. Accompanied by the innocent cries of her baby boy. As she thought about his future days, she certainly must have recalled the angel's prophetic proclamation. And yet, it seemed as though she could never have dreamed just what his future would hold.
Thank you.
Together, including him, Mark, the herald angels sing.
Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.